wanted to mention, in your turn, this always takes a while. There's, you probably noticed what comes up on the screen. If you hit the function F8 again, it has this cycle. So first time you hit it, does this. Second time, if you do it again, it'll turn it off on your computer and on up there, but your main screen will be blank. If you do it again, it'll go back to just being on your computer. And then another time, and you'll get both. So if you can't, if you hit it too many times, just keep cycling through and you'll actually get one. Okay.
You all again. It's our conceptual design meeting. And it's starting at approximately 14:25. And so we have 40 minutes for this one again. So we'll go just after 3 o'clock. Okay. Our agenda, we're going to do an opening. I'm going to review the minutes of the last meeting. Then we'll have your 3 presentations. Then we'll have to make a decision on the remote control concepts. Finally, we'll close. So, opening. These are our minutes from the functional design. We decided our target group is the focus on who can afford it, because we have international appeal and we said it's for all age groups, different functions of it. Our main objectives were simplicity and fashion. And in specific functions were something to keep the remote from getting lost, large buttons for the essential functions, the possibility for extra functions like a sliding piece, and a long life battery or a charging station. Okay, now 3 presentations. I'd like to do it in this order. First, do the conceptual specification of components, properties, and materials. And then the conceptual specification of user interface. And finally, trend watching. All right.
I'm very excited by this one, actually, guys. I had a lot of fun doing it. Components design. This is where you look at what does it take to make a remote control and what should we make our specific remote control out of. So we need to examine each element separately, but we're designing a full thing, so you want to keep it integrated as a whole. The main elements of remote controls in general, and therefore ours as well, are the case, the buttons, the circuit board with the chip, and the battery. These are all things that we have sort of addressed before, but we're going to take each one a little bit separately here as we figure out what they should be made of and what they should look like. The case, the options that I've gotten from headquarters about what we can do, there's a shape of a case. We could do a flat case, a curved case, or maybe even a double curved case. I haven't seen any pictures of what this exactly looks like yet. Just keep that in mind, that these are the options that we have for manufacturing. And we can make our case out of plastic. The main base would be plastic, but we have all these sort of fashion and technological elements we can add in: wood, latex, titanium, rubber, or other colored types of plastic. That would be our case. The buttons we have push buttons, which is what Real Reaction uses the most often, but we also have scroll wheels, which can have integrated push buttons, or we could go all high tech and have an LCD screen. Circuit board and chip, we can have a simple one, a regular one, or an advanced one, depending on what our other needs are. And then battery, I think, is where things get most exciting. We're talking about long life batteries here. We can have your sort of basic AA batteries, but we also have these options of using a kinetic battery, like are used in high-tech watches, where you just have to move it a little bit to get it to power up. So simple movements like pushing buttons would recharge the battery. Or solar battery, although there are slight complications with solar batteries, as in we can't use a latex case if we have a solar battery. Or something they only described as the type of battery you find in torches from about 50 years ago, flashlights. Not quite sure what that is, but that's the description that I received, so that's what I'm passing on to you. So those are our options. And personal preferences that I was thinking for, here's what we've been talking about all through, fashion and simplicity. So if we're going for fashion in our cases, I think that what we're gonna wanna look at is a curved or a double curved case, probably with a variety of design elements, maybe titanium, maybe some wood. We're gonna have to investigate that better when I get specifics of the actual materials. That's sort of what I have in mind. I only wanna go for simplicity. Probably push buttons, but I'm sure intrigued by the idea of a scroll wheel, if anyone has any ideas on that. I mean, I know the iPods and things right now have touch scroll buttons, which are exactly like what they're describing, so that might be something you want to look into. And I'm really intrigued by the idea of a kinetic battery. Solar, I don't think, would be such a good idea, because how often are you sure that your remote control will get a certain amount of light? But this idea of the kinetic, that you don't have to replace, and that a simple just shaking it around will make it work, I think that that would be a very interesting thing. But I think we'd also want to go for a simple chip or a regular chip to keep our costs down. We really only need a regular or advanced chip if we're going to start using an LCD. So I think we want to be aware of not making things overly technological if they don't need to be, because that'll keep our manufacturing price way down. That's what I have for options. I appreciate anyone's input, but that's what I'm seeing for the future of the look of this thing.
Is double curved, like, that'd be like two hands kind of thing?
I'm not sure. I haven't received any specific visuals.
I'm imagining, like, double curved is like, you know, two sides curved,
this is what I'm
one curve would just be like a single vertical.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'll let you know as soon as I get any pictures.
Mm-hmm. I wonder.
I know if we do have a double curved case, it can't have any titanium in it. But the titanium, they're marketing quite hard to us as being used in the space program. So that could be quite interesting. Space age renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Just all things.
Just an interesting marketing window
for
the moment.
That's about all I have to do, guys. I hope I didn't go through that too quickly.
Just a real quick question, the weight of these different elements.
Yeah,
no idea.
I'm assuming that a kinetic battery isn't going to take up that much weight,
mm-hmm.
and that titanium is very light, I know,
mm-hmm.
But other than using this, that's really basic. That's all I have gotten so far.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay.
I've saved this in the shared projects if anyone wants to look.
Thank you.
And I have considerable notes on the topic as well if anyone needs any more information.
If you need notes yourself, you can put those on our interview there.
In
your book, then you'll work.
But if anyone has any specific questions, don't hesitate to email me or something. All
right. You know, we're concepts of user interface. So much terror in there.
So Ben was describing the concept of the user interface as the device. We've talked about the two essential properties of the user interface. We want it to be simple, and we want it to be fashionable. However, we've also got to remember that this is a device that serves a useful purpose. We want people to be able to use it as a remote control. So we need to determine what the essential functions of the device are and make sure that we include that we've included all of those and that we actually end up with a device that is going to be useful to people. We have a number of different choices for a design concept, and that's something that I'll show you some examples of. But essentially, we need to choose how is this device going to work? What kind of model is there going to be for user interaction with this device? Once we've chosen a concept for it, we can then design the features around the concept, making sure that we get all the essential functions in the device and the extra functions, the more advanced features. And of course, we also have to make it look cool. So basically, that's what we don't want. We don't want lots of buttons, complicated features. We want something that looks nice and simple. Here's a fairly simple device. This is an iPod from Apple. I think the main thing to notice about it is it just has four buttons. It's very minimalistic in its design. You use these four buttons to move around a range of settings on a small LCD screen. The thing I like about this is that it's very, very quick to access the main features. You can just about make up that the bottom three buttons are previous track, next track, and play pause. They're the main features of the iPod, the things you will use all the time. Then if you want to do anything more advanced, you go into the little menu on the LCD screen and you use the buttons just to scroll around them and find the more advanced features that you want. So I think that's a good kind of model that we could have. Here's another example. This is it's an interesting idea, and I think it looks pretty cool. It's certainly got novelty value. It's nice and colourful, it's nice and bright. It's also something that you can kind of feel your way around. The buttons are different shapes, and you can sort of, you know, if you're watching TV in the dark or whatever, you can work out which button's which. And basically, yeah, it's fun. So I like this idea of just having buttons for the features that you use most often. So you need a few buttons to select your favourite channels. I mean, most people, when they watch TV, they have 250 channels on the TV and they watch it, four of them at least. So you have buttons for your favourite channel, changing the volume, which is something you do all the time when you're watching TV, and a button to switch off in case you get bored. Other features, things like adjusting the brightness, tuning the TV, I don't know what else you do with the TV, but these are all necessary functions. You can't have there's no point having a television that you can't tune or that you can't set the contrast. So we need to find a way of including these somehow. And one of the suggestions I'd make is to include them in a menu system, a bit like on the iPod. So we'd either have a small LCD display on the device itself, or have it as a menu display that comes up on the television and can be controlled through the device. And that would allow you to access the advanced features whilst keeping a very small and simple set of buttons for the features that you use most often.
Okay. So you'd be advocating an LCD then?
I think that's one way to go, yes. I mean, there are advantages and disadvantages. If you have an LCD display, it's nice because it lets you just sit down and control your television from your armchair.
Mm-hmm.
There are disadvantages, and an LCD display would have to be quite small because I assume we're going to be making quite a small device. It would also have to have a kind of backlighting in it, because you tend to watch TV in the dark, but you need to be able to see around the LCD display. The alternative is to have an on-screen display on the television that you control through your remote control. A bit like how they have these digital boxes where you press the buttons and it comes up with your listing of what's on which channel. I mean, that's also a good idea. It does have its problems as well. If you've got a small TV, you that's a design decision that we can make.
I do think that one of the important features for remote is seeing a menu and seeing what's on. And so my favorite channels is applicable, but I think that you do need to have some kind of function where you can see the title of the show or possibly the description of it. I know I use that.
Is that separate from what he was saying?
Well, if it was a LCD on the remote, I don't know that you could that you'd be able to see it.
I think we're talking menu like contrast and tuning the VCR or something, if I understand
correctly. Yeah, that would be one of the
what's
features,
on.
Yes.
Okay.
But
that would be more specific.
It's something to bear in mind is that if you put the display on the remote control, communication is one way, so you can't have the television send information back to the remote control.
Okay.
Unless they don't think you can.
What app do you trust by?
8.
Just keep pressing the whole time. Well, I don't know how relevant all of this is going to be. Anything that's a
good thing? Just plugged in.
Basically, I was given an executive summary that was a market investigation on remote controls that was recently conducted, and then also some fashion watchers in Paris and Milan comments on some things that are going to be going on this year. So first, they ranked the important aspects of remote controls, and right now they're saying that currently there is a functional look and feel preference, but that really over the next year that's going to be switching to fancy look and feel remote. So that just goes back to the whole desire of our Real Reaction company wanting to focus on fashion. And so even though we're stressing and we're talking about this like simplicity and easy to use idea, they're sort of wanting us to remember that the number one thing for everyone is that it's fancy look and feel. And as these are ranked, the top one is doubly important to the second one, which is doubly important to the third one. So just to take that weight into account. The second thing that was mentioned as important was the technological innovations. That would be like if we use something like the space material or the LCD screen, things like that. And then ease of use was the third most important. So really, no matter what, we need to focus the most on fancy look and feel, according to this. And then Fashion Watch talks about that this year's top trend for clothes, shoes, and furniture is fruits and vegetables. And that there's a preference for spongy type material. And so that brings us to my personal preferences. Who wants a spongy remote or one of every vegetable that? Personally, I don't really think that I want one that's going to go out of style or go stale, excuse the pun, in a year. So even though this is coming from us as, you know, TrendWatch market research, I don't know how much of it we necessarily want to take away. Also, considering that the research has been carried out by Real Reaction, I'm a little hesitant as to like how these questions may have been worded, and if necessarily this whole fashion to technology ease of use is necessarily the right ranking. Personally, like, I might reverse it, but if we're working for this company, then I guess no matter what, we have to stress fashion the most. It doesn't necessarily need to be a spongy material.
There's all kinds of scope for imagination in that one, though.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of notes to share if you want, but that pretty much sums it up. So, yeah.
Hey, do we have any some questions for this?
Can I possibly enlighten them?
Do you have any ideas how to possibly use these? How to use a fruit or vegetable or the spongy material at all? Could we make a spongy remote? It would be easier on the hands.
If it's latexy,
it's kind of. We'd have to find a way to protect like the chip and all that. I don't know.
My understanding of the latex case is that it's in fact hard to protect stuff inside, but it's covered with the latex, which is spongier and softer on the hands. There's something to be said. I mean, we got that thing earlier from you about not wanting it to our repetitive stress injury things
So something
grippable. I mean,
yeah, grip. I'm thinking of grit more than like sinking into your hands. Yeah, I think I'm envisioning more like you know, the material like you have when you sit on like a bicycle, so it doesn't hurt. I'm imagining that sort of thing. I don't know.
Given the list of materials I was forwarded, that seems doable. Could we go in fruit and vegetable colors? Color coding?
Or maybe like a couple main ones being like kind of lemons or strawberries.
But the buttons could be.
Could they be smelly?
Is it supposed to be just lots of vegetables? Like carrots or something.
It's
like
shape
for
isn't it?
Maybe
the buttons could be
like large buttons, that's what I was thinking.
What about the idea like a round remote instead of like a vertical up and down one?
Like
that's a
fruit.
Yeah,
that's a little. You'd be able to hold it? Because I think the reason
it's
long
harder
is
when you use a remote, if you press the buttons with your tongue, usually.
I usually hold it in one hand, maybe.
Or maybe you want something that's shaped like a mobile phone, so you hold it in one hand and you press the button.
But then the buttons will have to be very small.
But I
mean, in order to get to all of them,
they
have to be within a certain amount.
But if you've only got like four or five buttons on the way, it's not so much.
Hey, when I'm pressing buttons on my iPhone, that's all I do.
So you hold it in one hand,
yeah.
And you press the buttons.
Yeah, and use my thumb or my pointer finger on the touch screen.
And you find
that
works quite well.
Yeah.
Is the button on the laptop, is it? What is it? Is it just four buttons or is it?
I mean, each version of it has been a little bit different.
The one I have doesn't have the four on it.
Oh, yeah,
you had one of the in-between ones when they weren't doing that anymore.
Right.
You press the center button. That's your all-purpose
select
button.
Oh, okay. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
I think why it would be good for us is because like you could have the same wheel sort of effect for like channel flipping, and then the other one could be like for volume. Like just the idea of like those so few buttons for main things, but then how you go back to the menu and like I don't know if we would want it on the screen there or on the actual TV. I kind of am wanting to say on the TV because you're changing the brightness once you want to see it happening, kind of.
Yeah.
And then
it
still has
that the screen might be good in theory, but not as useful.
I think it could be difficult in practice.
Yeah.
Also, because you would be looking down at the LCD screen and back up at your TV. People don't want to do that.
Okay. We have about 15 minutes left, so I'm gonna
continue with my presentation. I have one more slide before we close, but in that slide is when we need to make decisions about these kinds of things, so I'll just bring that up and show you that.
If any more information on fruits and vegetables.
Can we have changeable colors, like for your mobile?
In different fruit and vegetable colors, yeah.
Yeah, and then like the colors could be spongy latex.
Exactly.
But the actual model could be teddy.
If you could coordinate with your pastor.
Like maybe the packaging, it should be like a lemon, and the packaging is like a peel. So instead of opening the box, you just kind of peel it.
There you go.
But I have packages. I mean, like, we're so, like, half the fun. It's like the way it all comes out.
Okay, components concept. Energy.
Oh, yes. Right, I sort of skipped over that, hoping it wouldn't get necessary, but,
This is the agenda they gave me, so can you just explain
that? Decisions, this isn't about energy, I'm thinking it's based on the battery. I don't know, what do people think about this kinetic battery idea?
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it would totally take care of our problem of not wanting to change batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's as long as we consider the cost and how reliable it is.
Right, I haven't gotten any more information on cost other than it's more expensive than a regular battery.
But over time.
But if we're using a cheaper chip, then it'll even out, I think. Circuit boards. I got a whole bunch of information on how circuit boards are produced. They're thin fiberglass with copper wires etched onto them. And I think they're quite easily printed on by machine, which is chip-on-print, is where that machine prints on the wires and solders it all together for us. I don't really know what to tell you as far as decisions. I wasn't really given any options. I was just given that this is how they're done.
Okay.
I can't really tell you. I can tell you a whole lot about how it works, but I don't know any decisions on
if there are really options.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All circuit boards are pretty much the same. It's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll move on to the case. I guess maybe if we decided on like a simple, a regular, or an advanced chip.
Well,
maybe.
Okay. Here's the thing on the chips that I got. Simple, regular, advanced chip on print. The chip on print includes an infrared sensor, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay. The push button. If we're gonna have push buttons, they require a simple chip. But a scroll wheel requires a regular chip, and an LCD requires advanced. Do we want a scroll wheel, or do we just want push buttons?
I don't think we need a scroll wheel. I mean, it might be nice for changing the volume.
It would be nice for changing the volume, but I don't know how useful it would be for changing the channel. Because you don't have control over numbers, or...
Yeah, you really need buttons for changing the channel.
It'd be handy for going through if there's an on-screen menu of your channel choices.
But if you could scroll through the channels, and then the volume would just be
5 minutes left for the meeting.
And the volume would just be like the same way, forward and backward. I'm just thinking like it would make it much like sleeker, sort of looking.
Yeah.
And otherwise, no matter how many buttons we have, we're gonna have like black with threads sticking out, and it's gonna inevitably sort of start looking like a group of sort of ugly ones that we saw stacked up.
So, have a scroll for volume?
Or for all those secret functions? When you get on the on-screen menu of all your functions that your remote could do for you without the buttons, and you could have a scroll wheel to go through those menus?
I think a scroll wheel would be nice, but it's not necessary.
Right. So we could either go with a simple or a regular chip, depending. And maybe we could table that decision for later?
I think when we go into the user face, we're going to have to decide,
Okay.
whether we're gonna have a swivel or not.
Well, let's think about that while we talk about the case.
Okay, let's do case.
I'm kind of liking the idea of latex, if spongy is the in thing.
I'm a little hesitant about it because I'm worried about protecting the stuff on the inside.
Okay.
Well, could it be hard and then something around
everything
it?
Yeah, I would be more okay with like a titanium actual thing and then maybe like a mobile phone kind of thing.
What I've seen, just not related to this, but of latex cases before, is that there's a hard plastic inside and just covered with the latex.
Okay.
Not too thick a layer of latex, just enough to be grippable.
Okay.
Like by candles or anything that you've seen like that, the inside is hard. I don't think we need to worry about protecting the circuit board, I think that that's fine for us.
Okay. So we do want latex.
Yeah.
Okay. Latex, and probably in colors, maybe fruity vegetable colors.
Yeah.
Fruity colors. Okay, let's go to the user interface then, we'll go back to the check as those.
Oh, and we want a curved case, yeah? Or a double curved?
Well, we don't really know what the difference is, right?
I'm thinking curved of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We don't really know what the difference is.
Okay, interface, the type and the supplements. So, push or scroll, right?
Yeah.
Or both.
And I think if we want to keep our costs, we should just go for push buttons, because then we can have a simple chip, and it's simpler, it's cheaper to make push buttons than it is a scroll button. So in terms of in terms of economics, it's probably better to make push buttons.
And if we had an on-screen kind of thing that you could scroll through, like you could use your buttons to scroll through things.
Yeah, it's,
I think
it's pretty simple.
For channel surfing, I think a scroll, an actual, like an iPod's kind of scroll thing would be too fast.
Yeah. I say push buttons, at least unless we get any information. I have no idea how much more expensive a scroll wheel is than a push button, but it's got to be some more expensive. So
yeah.
I think it might be better to put our money into the stuff like the kinetic battery in the cool case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, and let's like see if we get anything else. I mean, I'm not like hard sold on the scroll wheel. It's more just to give it a different kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to be in a latex type thing,
yeah.
And that's going to look cool, then that's probably going to have a bigger impact than the scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go with type push buttons, and then supplements. How are we going to do that?
What do you mean by supplements?
I assume that's what else we're gonna like the additional buttons we can use. So we're gonna have like a menu button,
yes.
So that we can access on-screen things.
Yeah.
Then okay, and so we're doing an on-screen menu.
So what are our buttons gonna be? On off.
On off. Volume. Favorite channels.
So like 1 through 5 or
yeah.
Like a
yeah,
radio type sort of situation.
Yeah, a bit like radio presets.
Preset channels, and then we're going to need numbers 1 through 0.
We wouldn't need numbers. I think maybe numbers seems this kind of.
Well, but in order to preset a channel, I guess you can just scroll down.
Yeah.
When you get
down. You can just.
When you're scrolling.
And you need some kind of, I don't know, sort of up down kind of button.
Yeah.
But
up
the volume
down.
Control, that would come up, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm finishing the meeting now. Our next meeting starts in 30 minutes. You each have things to do, look and feel design, user interface design, product evaluation. And you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay. Okay, so we'll get instructions. Do we decide on a chip? Let's go with a simple chip.
Simple chip.
Yeah.
Okay. We are done. Thank you, everyone. These are already in our shared folder.
Okay.